Pompey continued his work as a printer in Nova Scotia, but his employer died just a year after their arrival, and eventually, tired of low wages and discriminatory legislation, Pompey made preparations to leave. In 1792, he took to the sea once again, this time headed for Sierra Leone, a West African colony founded in large part by black loyalists. But Pompey did not go empty-handed. He must have found room on the ship for the cumbersome equipment of a printer. For soon after his arrival, Sierra Leone boasted a press that was in constant operation. Transporting these tools and the knowledge required to make good use of them was truly an accomplishment. This was the first printing press in Africa, south of the Sahara Desert. Pompey had taken his trade from Boston to New York to Nova Scotia to Sierra Leone, printing from slavery to freedom in a world upturned by revolution. As Pompey's story shows, the American Revolution offered opportunities to people who sought to escape slavery. By embracing the British cause, Pompey managed to put thousands of miles between himself and his erstwhile enslavers. Of course, Pompey's story is unusual due to the man's literacy, his remarkable skill at printing, and frankly, the extent to which his life can today be reconstructed. However, Pompey's decision to abscond during the chaos of the American War for Independence was not unusual. Estimates vary, but some scholars believe that fully a fifth of enslaved people in British colonies in North America attempted to escape bondage during the Revolution. That is, freedom seekers fled their enslavers' estates in very large numbers. As the groundbreaking black historian Benjamin Quarles argued nearly 50 years ago, the Revolutionary War can be termed a black declaration of independence in the sense that it spurred black Americans to seek freedom and equality. And perhaps I should pause here to note that Quarles earned his PhD from UW-Madison in the year 1940, which means there is a long history of work on slavery and the revolution on this campus. Quarles was right about the revolution spurring black Americans to seek liberty, but we need to be careful. The revolution did not inaugurate black Americans' struggles against slavery. The desire for freedom on the part of the enslaved did not originate during this era. Many in bondage were willing to take great risks to secure their liberty long before the American War for Independence. Another story can help us appreciate this. Penelope.